Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Verse number 43. She will love just to soothe your proud peak, the Prince of Raj places your feet on his head, thus making it even more beautiful with the mark of your footlock. When will I make your feet most splendid with this nectarian food? Again. Just to soothe your proud peak, the Prince of Raj places your feet on his head, thus making it even more beautiful with the mark of your footlock. When will I make your feet most splendid with this nectarian footlock? Commentary. Shri Raghunath Swarup Vesh is very vivid, and in this absorption he prays to Swamini for her devotional service. How wonderful is his savor of these visions. How agitated he is when he loses this consciousness again. Those who have attained perfection have nothing else but experience. And those who are advanced in bhajan also experience some kind of succession of experiences. Otherwise, how could they continue? This succession of transcendental experiences, including even their dreams, are the life support of the Premika devotees. Shri Raghunath Swarup Vesh is genuine and not at all false. The sadhakas should first endeavor for these experiences, and afterwards everything becomes natural. As it the case with the devotees who have attained Rati. So the sadhakas should first endeavor for these experiences, and afterwards everything becomes natural. As is the case with the devotees who have attained Rati.
In case he attained Rati,
in case,
then look unnatural, but it will become natural. And when it will become natural, then other will look unnatural. Read again.
So this succession of transcendental experiences, including even their dreams, are the life support of the Premika devotees. Shri Raghunath Swarup Vesh is genuine and not at all false.
It's genuine. It's not false. because we think that it is not genuine, it's some mental
imagination.
Mental thing. But this is the genuine.
Shravana Swarup Vesh is genuine, not at all false. The sadhakas should first endeavor for these experiences, and afterwards everything becomes natural.
This is our work. This is why we are doing sadhana. What we are doing to achieve this place. Bhajan, because of this. Coming to Vrindavan, because of this. To make it genuine. And when Rati not come, it not happens in life. If there is other Rati means other desire. Rati means lusty desire. Some other lusty desire makes us diversion in this world. So, takes time.
The sadhakas should first endeavor for these experience, and afterwards everything becomes natural.
Because desire is not there, that even the water drinking is unnatural. What about other things? Without desire, if you do something, you have no taste in that. It's not my desire to do, no nature for that. It's not my fitting.
Sadhakas should first endeavor for these experiences, and afterwards everything becomes natural. As is the case with the devotees who have attained Rati. How sweet it is to be with Swami in a transcendental absorption. How sweet it is to be with Swamiji in a transcendental absorption. The experienced devotee is always immersed in this rasa.
Tip-to-toe. Said tip-to-toe. Only meditate one point in your Swami. Jai Maharaj. Dandavat Maharaj. Very nice subject. Read again for Maharaj.
Yes. Those who have attained perfection have nothing else but experience.
What is perfection? Perfection is coming by experience. because they have experienced that they are perfect.
And those who are advanced in bhajan also experience some kind of succession of experiences. Otherwise, how could they continue? This succession of transcendental experience, including even their dreams, are the life support of the Premikha devotees. Sri Raghunath Swarup Vesh is genuine and not at all false. The sadhakas should first endeavor for these experiences, and afterwards everything becomes natural.
This is the little endeavor to experience. When you will experience and you will start living, then it will become natural.
The sadhakas should first endeavor for these experiences, and afterwards everything becomes natural. As is the case with the devotees who have attained rati. How sweet it is to be with Swamini in a transcendental absorption. The experienced devotee is always immersed in this rasa. A great agony awakens in Sri Raghunatha's heart when the vision of the previous verse disappears from him and his heart is floating once again on the waves of anxious prayer that carry him back into the kingdom of Lila. This time, she will anoint Sri Radhika's foot soles with lakh, saying, "Hey Shyamayu, do you know?"
Hey, Shyamaju.
Shyamaju, yes.
Ju means this is the respect. Oh my dear Shyamaji. Ji, the Vajnasa is Ju. Shyamaju.
What means?
Ju means Ji, yes. Respectful.
Hey Shyamaju, do you know the greatness of this, of the footlock? How sweet are these words, even if they are just uttered within the mind. Do you know the greatness of the footlock?
You know what is the greatness of your food lack. You don't know. We know. Because we are your teachers. By your grace. Sometimes you anger and push your feet on my head, and that food that comes to me. We know that. how merciful is your foot, and feet is so merciful. But lack is also very merciful. What is tilak we are doing? That is the foot lack of Swami Ji. That tilak is your foot lack.
Do you know the greatness of the footlamp? How sweet are these words, even if they are just uttered within the mind. When the smarana becomes very intense, it is as if...
Smarana, you understand? Your thinking becomes very smarana. I'm only thinking for you, that becomes so intense in my life. Because of your full life. This mind goes so many places, but because of your full life, mind is one pointed to you. So we put in our head, so please, this mind, please, make one pointed.
When the smarana becomes very intense, it is as if one speaks these words directly to Swami. One does not think anymore, I am doing smarana. This is a visputi of Sri Raghunadasa Swami.
Forgetting visputi and visputi, two words. Visputi means forgetfulness. We forget himself, who is the king. Smriti means knowing my swarup and I am thinking. Visputi means I forget my existence. I merge there what I am thinking. I become part of that. I start doing something.
Sridasa says that as Tulasi Manjari, she takes a cup of footlack.
You see, now Tulasi Manjari was meditation that time, now she has a cup with and a footlack, all done. Tulasi Manjari ke aant mein alta hai. You देख रहे हैं भूल गए अपने जब स्वरूप आवेश की चिंतन कर रहे थे she forget that I am thinking from my स्वरूप now she is thinking that she has an alta in the hand seva when you exist in your bodily consciousness you cannot do seva When you go to the spiritual consciousness, then seva exists. You don't mind what you do. You have to merge there. You have to forget your existence.
This is the visputi of Sri Raghunadasa Goswami. Shugatsa Goswami sees that as Tulasi Manjari, she takes a cup of footlak and a brush while sweetly saying, Rajendra Nandana's head will become more beautiful when it is anointed with your footlak. As he tries to soothe your peak by placing your feet on his head. But that does not make Krishna inferior. It will increase his superiority. The Goswamis say that Sri Krishna's greatest qualities are that his mind melts with love and that he is controlled by love. This attribute gives life to all other attributes.
He only controlled by love. This Krishna is nothing way to control him. Only love control. Samadhi control by Jama, you control by love. So Manjari is thinking, this foot lack of you, if he is going to the end of the Krishna, because so many times he has your foot lack, and he is coming to take that, I will make pleas to Krishna. Because he will always remember. And you will also happy to see this, your foot lag in Krishna, in my
The Goswamis say that Sri Krishna's greatest qualities are that his mind melts with love and that he is controlled by love. This attribute gives life to all other attributes. Sri Radhika is the embodiment of that love. So naturally, she controls Krishna the most. And Krishna's quality of prema vashyata, subjugation by love, is manifested to the utmost when he is with her. Everyone wants to reveal his own superiority. When the poet Jayadev was describing in his famous Gita Govindam how Krishna held Radha's feet on his head just to soothe her peak, he could not find the right words to end the Sanskrit verse. While the poet went for his bath, Krishna himself came and wrote the missing syllables down for him in the book. Dehi Pada Palavam Udaram. Give me your generous lotus feet. We meditate on that Krishna as he submits himself to Sri Radhika. The lack died from Radhika's lotus feet, sticks on Krishna's head, and the marks form its decoration. The colorful peacock feather crown cannot make his head as beautiful as this red footlock of Sri Radha. The Kinkaris know the purpose of this very well. Srila Lila Shuka says, "You are uniquely known as Shiki Pinchamali, he who wears a crown of peacock feathers." Why does Krishna wear the peacock feather? When he enters Vrindavan forest to tend the cows, the peacocks see his fresh monsoon-like luster, dance in ecstasy. Seeing their dancing, Sri Govinda Nataraj, the king of dancers, dances along with them, imitating them by wiggling around on his knees and lifting his hands. When they see this, the peacocks dance in even greater ecstasy, dropping a feather or two. Sri Krishna thinks that the peacocks thus say to him, "O God of love, if fate had given us human bodies, we could have served you with fruits and flowers from the forest. But alas, but we are not so fortunate. We are just birds, and everybody loves our feathers. If you would lovingly accept this insignificant offering, then we would be blessed." So Krishna, who is giving himself away in exchange for an offering of even a spoon of water and a tulasi leaf, he accepted this simple gift of love on his head. Sri Radhika makes the best offering by printing her red footlock on his head with great pride. It is the love with which she does it that increases the beauty of his head. Not just the color of the footlock. So it is the love with which she does it that increases the beauty of his head, not just the color of this footlock. Transcendence becomes decorated with the color of pure love in this place. Srila Kavi Karnapur has expertly glorified Radhika's footlock as follows. One day, when Sri Radhika was in an independent mood, Sri Hari was anointing her lotus feet with footlock, and he became so attracted to the sweetness of these feet that he held them to his chest so that the lock that was not dried got stuck to his chest. May that red lock on Radhika's lotus feet that sticks on Hari's chest more beautiful than even the Srivatsa sign, the Kautsubha gem, and the goddess of fortune. That is praised with eloquent verses by the glow of the rising morning sun that destroys the nocturnal darkness and that perks like a blooming red lotus flower in the bluish water of the Yamuna River. May this red lake of Radhika protect you. In the same way, Manini's footlet increases the beauty of Hari's head. One day, Srimati is angry with Krishna. So Krishna falls at her feet and says, "If you won't look at me or speak with me even once, then how can I live?" Pacifying her proud anger by placing her feet that are moist with perspiration on his head, thus coloring it with her red foot lac and making his peacock feather fall off. Krishna is the emperor of the kingdom of Rasa, and by holding his feet on his head, he becomes Rasika Shekhar, the crown jewel of relishers. Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, Rasa Ghana Mohana Murtim Vichitra Keli Mahotsav Volasita, Radha Charana Vilodita, Ruchira Shikhandam Harim Vande. I praise Hari, who is gladdened by a wonderful festival of play, is the very form of intense enchanting rasa, and whose beautiful peacock feather rolls at Sri Radhika's lotus feet. I praise Hari, who is gladdened by a wonderful festival of play, who is the very form of intense enchanting rasa, and whose beautiful peacock feather rolls at Sri Radhika's lotus feet. Because he forgets everything and becomes absorbed in the Madhurya rasa, Krishna is called Rasa Ghana Mohana Murti, the embodiment of thickly condensed flavors. Such rasa cannot exist if there is still a fiber of awe and reverence for Krishna as the majestic Lord.
Again?
Because he forgets everything and becomes absorbed in the Madhurya rasa, Krishna is called Rasa Gana Mohana Murti, the embodiment of thickly condensed flavors. Such rasa cannot exist if there is still a drop of awe and reverence for Krishna as the majestic Lord. Tulasi holds Swamini's feet to her chest and paints a red footlock on them, while making her relish the rasa of so many lilas. She dries the lack off by blowing on it. Who else but an expert kinkari can render such a service? How beautiful is that red lack! It looks like the king of sunrise taking shelter of her reddish lotus foot soles to serve them. The sun is, after all, the friend of the lotus flowers. Anuragini Tulasi, admiring the beauty and loveliness of these foot soles, tells the red leg, "O red foot leg, don't be distressed, thinking that you are not qualified to color these coral red foot soles. It is not through a small amount of fortune that you can attain the shelter of these feet. As a result of taking shelter of these feet, your fortune will simply increase. You will be able even to beautify the curly locks of Shyamasundara. Blessed you are for attaining the shelter of Mahabhavamayi lotus feet." How many sweet things Tulasi speaks within her mind. Swamini's mind is elsewhere. Her mind is immersed in the rasa that was served to her by Tulasi. Then Tulasi attracts Swamini's mind by saying, "Hey Shyamaju, we will feel blessed by seeing you, how you beautify Shyamasundara's crest. This red leg will increase the beauty of his deep blackish curly locks. From the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, we can learn the greatness of surrender to Sri Radhika's lotus feet. They love Radha more than Krishna. Radha Snehadika. This is the great gift of Shivaranga Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami laments for those who do not take shelter of Sri Radhika's feet in the age of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although they may have taken shelter of Sri Krishna's feet. Gopal Champu, a person who may be a king but who does not serve Lord Hari, a person who may be very generous but who does not offer anything to Lord Hari, a poet who does not glorify Lord Hari, a person who surrenders to a guru without surrendering to Hari, a person who may be very qualified but who is not dedicated to Lord Hari, a person who may be very sincere, but who does not take shelter of Sri Krishna, and who does not follow in the footsteps of Sri Radha, Raja's goddess of fortune. These seven persons pierce my heart. Tulasi is absorbed in Swamini's service, applying her footlap. This service is so attractive that Sri Hari sometimes even takes the risk to enter into Mother Jatila's house to freely engage in it, dressed like a barber girl. Dressed like a barber girl, Krishna enters the palace where Rai was sitting, holding a mirror in his hand and nail lac on his chest. He told her, "Sit down for a manicure." That humorous emeralds girl sat down, opened her golden locks, and filled a clean jug with scented water. Then she began to make Rai's nails as beautiful as the moon with her nail lac. This barber girl is named Shyam and blissfully wanders around like a puppet of butter. She rubbed and rubbed Rai's feet with foot lac and constantly looked whether it was done nicely or not. Holding Rai's feet to her chest, she wrote her name on her foot soles in a wonderful way. The barber girl said, "Oh, fortunate girl, look at your feet and consider if my work is good or bad." Looking carefully, barefaced Rai said, "Oh, which name have you written there? Introduce yourself to me." The barber girl said, "Oh, fortunate girl, I am named Shyam and I live in your town." Dvija Chandidasa says, "This is not a barber girl. Go home after you have finished your manicure job." Krishna accidentally writes the male name Shyam on Shyama on Radhika's foot sole instead of the female Shyama. Sri Radhika then asks him, "But why do you write that name?" And Krishna apologized by saying, "Sorry, I cannot spell so well." Radhika then says, "Oh, rogue, it is you." But she cannot shout out loud because she is sitting in the house of her mother-in-law at Yavat. The service of Premamayi feet is the greatest wealth of Rasikaraj, Krishna, the king of relishes. Bujhibe Rasika Bhakta, Na Bujhibe Buddha, Chaitan Chaitan Buddha. The Rasika devotees will understand it, but the ignorant will not. While Raghunath Das applies the foot lap, the vision disappears and he laments and prays for that devotional service. Srila Rasika Chandra sings, Krishna rolls at your feet to soothe your turbulent, jealous anger and dyes his head with your foot lap. This makes his head even more beautiful, beyond comparison. When will I apply that lap on your foot soles with my own hands and fill my eyes with its beauty, beauty that breaks the pride of all other luster with the rising of its blossoming sweetness. Kobe se laksharase tava pada adhodeshe ranjita kori bonija pare sarva kanti garva tuti uti be madhure puti nira ki bo duna yame pare. When will I apply that luck to your foot soles with my own hands and fill my eyes with its beauty that breaks the pride of all other luster with the rising of its blossoming sweetness?